Kat, we got a call yesterday a little after 4 o'clock from Mrs. Endler, Billie Jean, who had returned home from running some errands, and her husband, Morris, was not in the house where she expected to see him. Went looking around her property, and immediately adjacent to her home is a stock pond. And her husband had been riding his ATV, which he used for maintenance work. You know, he's a 78-year-old guy, so he was not exactly out there tearing it up like a teenager. And it appeared that he got too close to the embankment. The stock tank is low, so there was about a 4 or 5 foot drop-off. And it appeared that the ATV got to the edge and then rolled over and trapped him underneath. And we just got the autopsy results about an hour ago, and he ended up suffocating because of his position underneath the ATV. So my deputy was first on scene, got the wife away from the site, took her in the home. While awaiting the arrival of additional deputies, Brian Fire rolled their paramedics out there, but Mr. Endler had been dead for a while, so there was no, they didn't do any life-saving efforts on him.
Okay, well, and did he have any, I don't know if people usually wear helmets or anything like
that. No. Like I said, he was 78 years old, and, you know, it was just a work tool for him. It appeared that he might have been spraying chemicals around the stock pond. Not sure of that. It was attached to his ATV, and just speculation on our part as to what happened. His remains were sent to Austin for the autopsy. Judge Peters responded, which is somewhat unusual, being the county judge. There were no JPs available to come out. So he was on scene, and he was the one that ordered the autopsy.
Okay, and I know that Curtin's a pretty small community.
Uh-huh.
Do you know of any sort of efforts or ways that maybe the community's comforting the widow or doing a benefit dinner or anything like that?
No, I don't. I left my card with the family, with the wife, and with his son, Mike, and offered our services in any way that we could. But no, there's been no request, no follow-up request. Hillier Funeral Home is handling the funeral for them, and they might know more than that. But that's, as of this point in time, that's all I know.
Okay, and do you have any other thoughts about ATVs or this event?
No, not really. I mean, you know, oftentimes we're called out where, you know, you have a juvenile or a young person out driving pretty aggressively, and I might give you some thoughts then, but in this case, I don't think that's what was going on.